Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been examining the scriptures on the subject of dominion in the earth. Who has dominion in the earth? Is it God? Is he in charge? Is he in control of everything going on in the earth? Or is it mankind? Or is it Satan himself? During the past several days, we've examined how God's original intent was that man have dominion in the earth, according to Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. But we saw that man, God's delegated authority in the earth, handed over his dominion and authority to Satan in the Garden of Eden when man chose to rebel against God and submit himself to the direction of Satan. So we know from the scriptures that the earth became Satan's domain for a season. But God never intended that Satan have dominion, or you could say domination, over people's lives. It wasn't God's desire or his heart for his precious creation, those he loves so much, to come under the domination of Satan, who loves nothing better than to see people stolen from, destroyed, killed, according to John 10:10. But we know that Jesus, when he came to the earth, he died on that cross and rose again, and he destroyed the works of the enemy and took dominion and authority back and placed it in the hands of his own believers. Though Satan still goes about in the earth as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, according to 1 Peter 5:8, and though he still has a measure of domination in the earth, because the scripture says in 1 John 5:19 that the whole world lies in the power of the evil one, we know that there is a measure of domination in the earth by satanic influence. Nonetheless, Jesus himself gave into the hands of his church those who would believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and be born again the authority to have dominion over Satan and all of his works. So we want to take a look at today the authority of the believer in the earth. The scriptures teach us that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. It's only truth that you know that sets you free. Something may be true, but if you don't know it, it will never birth freedom into your life. There are many Christians today who do not know the truth of God's word about their authority in Jesus Christ. And so they go throughout their life, though they love God with all their heart, though they may read their Bible, attend church, and are waiting with expectation for heaven or the return of Christ, whichever comes first in their life, they have no understanding of the truth that they have been given authority by the Lord Jesus to destroy the works of the devil in their own personal lives and in the lives of other people. And so they never exercise that authority. They don't recognize that Satan does not have to dominate their lives any longer. They are a lot like people in a country where the wicked, repressive regime has been overthrown. Yet these people who lived in a remote area never got the word. And so the minions of that repressive regime still dominated those people who lived in those remote parts of that country. Those poor people did not know that they no longer had to be dominated by the illegal authority of that once powerful regime, that it had been overthrown. There are many people in the body of Christ like that. They don't know that Satan has become a defeated foe for the believer. Now, there are still many people in the earth who are clearly under the dominion and the domination of Satan. They are oppressed, oppressed in their physical bodies. They're oppressed in their spirits. Perhaps they're in bondage to addictions or sinful habits or lusts, and they don't know how to get out from under that oppression and domination. But they have willingly submitted themselves to Satan's authority by their participation in sin that has opened the door to Satan's influence and domination in their lives. But for the believer, it should not be so. Jesus Christ has given you authority over the works of the enemy. Let's take a look at the scriptures regarding this matter. In Luke chapter 10, starting at verse 17, we find these words. It says, "Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, 'Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name.' And he said to them, 'I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.'" Now, Jesus here was speaking to the 70 disciples that he had sent out a few verses before to various cities in the area, and he had told them to heal the sick and to say to them that the kingdom of God has come near to you. So he had given them authority to do what he had done as he walked in the earth. He had given them authority to deal with the oppression of the devil. He commented to them, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven." So he indicated to these disciples that yes, Satan had indeed been cast down to the earth when he rebelled against God in heaven. And yes, Satan had been roaming about the earth trying to oppress anyone who would allow him. And yet, Jesus's authority was greater than Satan's in the earth. And he transferred or gave to his disciples that same authority. Many people would argue that, well, that authority was only given to the apostles. I beg to differ, since we see here that the 12 apostles were not even the only ones who were given authority by Jesus. He mentions 70 other people aside from the original 12, as we see in Luke 10, verse 1. But you can also find this same transfer of authority to the believers in general, those who would ever believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, if you read Mark chapter 16, verses 15 to 18. It says this, "And he said to them," referring to Jesus, "'Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs shall follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover.'" This passage clearly shows that Jesus was talking about people who were not even saved yet. He said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Whoever believes will be saved." And then those signs, these very signs, are going to follow everybody who believes. Are you a believer? Then Jesus says that he has given authority to you in his name, not in your own name, not in your own strength, not because you have great spiritual understanding or insight, but because the name of Jesus is powerful. But in the name of Jesus, you will have authority over the works of the enemy. And he talks about some of the works of the enemy, including sickness, as just one of them. In Ephesians chapter 6, we find that the believers in the Lord Jesus Christ are instructed to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Again, referring to the fact that anything we do using the authority of Jesus is not based on our own wisdom or strength or any innate power of our own, but it is in the power of his might. And it goes on to say, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." That word wiles means the schemings of the devil. Here, the word of God is very clear. A believer can be strong in the Lord. A believer can walk in this earth, in his life, his or her life, and the power of the might of God. A believer does not have to be dominated in their personal life by any scheme of the enemy. Satan schemes to destroy people's health. Satan schemes to destroy people's finances. Satan schemes to destroy people's marriages. Satan schemes to destroy people's family. Satan schemes to destroy people's purpose, career, education. Whatever he can destroy, Satan schemes to do so. But the good news is the believer has been given authority by the name of Jesus and in the power of the might of God to not ever be dominated by the schemes of the enemy. Ephesians 6 tells us that we can put on the whole armor of God and we are able to stand opposed to and to not be dominated by the schemes of the devil. 1 John 4:4 gives us this good news as well. You're of God, little children, and you have overcome them. And the them in that verse was referring to evil spirits mentioned in the three verses previous. Because greater is he that is in you than he who is in the world. If you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have God inside of you. The greater one lives inside of your spirit. You don't have to be dominated by the schemes of the devil of any type in your life. You can rise up in the power of the might of God and tell the enemy in the name of Jesus, he will not dominate you, your family, or your life in any way. Join me tomorrow as we continue studying the authority of the believer and have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.